And we're very pleased to have here tonight three trade union general secretaries, three socialist trade union general secretaries, I should say. And the fourth that we invited, Mark Sawatko, is unfortunately not able to be here tonight, but he did send a message, and to use his actual words, he sent sincere apologies and best wishes for a successful rally. Now, the first union secretary we're going to hear from is Brian Caton from the Prison Officers Association. And that's been no meek union under the leadership of Brian and his colleagues in that union. On the contrary, it's a union that shocked the government when it took strike action, unofficial strike action, according to the trade union laws, back in 2007. It's also a union that has kicked the British National Party out of membership of the union. And just before Brian speaks, I'd also like to add that Brian has recently left the Labour Party and joined the Socialist Party.
Thanks, Chair. Comrades, brothers and sisters, it's good to be here, and I'd like to thank the Socialist Party for arranging this rally for us to look at where we are now within the political spectrum and where we would like to be. I'm not going to go deep into the crisis that currently faces our society, apart from to say that I know that other speakers will tell you a lot more about individuals who caused it and are now being propped up again by a Labour government who we will insist in feeding the so-called fat cats, and will continue to do so. They think that the people that put us in the mess can actually be given money to get us out of it. And everybody knows that that's not the case. We'll sink deeper in it. The working people of this country deserve better. Hence my decision, after being in the Labour Party for 40-some years, certainly probably as much as Jack Straw, gave him my card back in front of my conference, and told prison officers who I had recruited into the Labour Party that they perhaps should consider alternatives to the new Labour government. A government that's done nothing and hasn't kept its promises to my union or other unions or the working people of our country. In fact, they're the people that lied and cheated before the crisis ever happened, that tried to hide it from us, and then, as I say, think that they can buy their way back out of it by giving money and bonuses and allowing bonuses to be paid by those who caused it. And you know, we're in a crisis and we're at a crossroads. But we're very good, aren't we, at being at crossroads. And we did it. And we spent this time stood at the crossroads arguing one with another, particularly in the left parties. And you know, there's a lot more that unites the left than divides it. And if we choose, and some people do choose, to concentrate on those little bits that divide us, rather than what we need to do together to defeat the major political parties in our country and show that socialism will work in our country, we will be damned for it by our children and grandchildren in the future. The major parties, all the major parties, are about doing one thing. Feeding capitalism, for sure. Smashing union power as they perceive it. Heaven knows, we had a lot better country when unions were more powerful than we ever have now. And what do they want to do? They want to take away human rights, my rights, your rights, but certainly the rights of my union, which have been restricted since 1993, when they dragged us into a court, said we'd never been a union, said that we couldn't be a union, and in any event, they will prevent us doing anything. Well, we've had more industrial action since they took away our rights than we had before. And am I proud of that? Well, yeah, I am. For sure I am. Because I believe it's everybody's right to withhold and restrict their labour. If the bosses, and I'm talking about public or private, can impose their wishes on the workforce, then we've got nothing left in our armoury other than to withdraw our labour. And we'll do it. And let me tell you, if this shower continue to attack my union, as they have done, and they continue to do, then you will see prison officers outside prisons, and you will see us on industrial action and strike action. That is a promise. It's a promise to this government to wake up to the ideas. What else are they going to do? Well, they're certainly going to restrict the rights. Barney Boris, the Mayor of London, says he's going to take away rights from our colleagues in the RMT. My brothers and sisters working in the RMT union have showed the way forward to everybody other than the capitalists. And you know, they will try to attack the RMT, and they will try to take away their rights. And you'll hear later on from Matt, good friend, General Secretary Matt Rack of the FPU, for sure, and know that they will not allow firefighters to continue. Because Cameron's basically said it. He wants worse and more restrictive trade union rights than the abysmal ones that we've currently got. He will restrict firefighters. He will restrict people in the NHS. No different to what he's done to us. Because I think that's a good model. And I have to say this. I've been now 2 years at the TUC calling for a general strike. A strike that will put back the trade union rights that we all deserve and should have. And I have to say, despite the fact that the TUC bureaucracy wanted us to withdraw that motion, we didn't. And news again, we'll be back next year with it. And the year after if it's necessary. Until people realise that these are human rights. Trade union rights are human rights, the same as any other human right. And we will be back again to ask our trade union brothers and sisters to do the honourable thing that most of the delegations actually wanted. It was only the hierarchy that stopped them doing it. So I want you to go back and take a message to your delegation, similar to what my delegation would tell me, that said, if we think it's right, we're voting for it. I'm not bothered that you're General Secretary or that you lead my union. I'm more interested in my members, and that's what matters at the TUC. People representing members, not the hierarchy of unions. So what a state we're in. And I want to talk a little bit about what I really know about. And that is crime. And the victims of crime. Yeah, for sure, we listen to them. I'm one of them. I had my car broken into last night, and my laptop pinched, and my briefcase pinched. Probably to feed someone's drug addiction, because nobody's helped them. Nobody's helped them. And of course I'm angry. Everybody's got a right to be angry. But you know, there's a better way of dealing with crime than what we're dealing with. We're currently locking up 86,000 citizens in our country, in England and Wales. 86,000. With more black young men in our prisons than we have in our university campuses. With more mentally ill women, as high as 92% in some prisons, are women who have been sexually and physically abused, have got drug problems, alcohol problems, and mental health problems. And do you know why they're there? Because it's cheaper to put them in jail than to treat and prevent their illnesses in the first place. What a shameful indictment of a Labour government. A Labour government that said they would cut all that when they came to power, said they would speak to us, forward thinking, listen to what we had to say about doing the same work that we do in prisons, but doing it in the community. To challenge people's offending behaviour and to get to the root cause of why they committed offences. I'm still waiting to have a meeting with the Minister for Mental Health. In all the time that this government's been in power, they haven't met us once. In the last year of the Tory government, I met the Minister for Mental Health 12 times. 12 times under the Tories, nothing under Labour. Now, I would have thought they would want to hear what we had to say when we had a prison population of 50,000 and we had about 25,000 people with mental health problems. But they haven't. They have metaphorically played the violin while the place has caught fire. And they've done nothing about it. I just want to say, You know, people have attacked me for my previous occupation. They don't want me in the socialist party, some people. I find it very, very strange. But they're right to think like that. I just wish they'd come and speak to me about my beliefs rather than just attack me. And I want to speak just finally about the fascist BMP. I've got a few months left before I hand over the reins to someone else as General Secretary, Steve Gillingham, a good friend of mine, current finance officer. And the continuity is Colin Moses, the current chairman, one of the few elected black leaders of a trade union anywhere in the UK. And I wish there was a hell of a lot more. Perhaps the TUC should do more to encourage that. And yeah, we've got our problems. But one of our problems is not the leadership dealing with the members' best interests. The second is that we will go after the BMP. I will hunt them down anywhere in my union. I will find them and I will throw them out. And if this bloody judiciary wants to take me to court for doing so, I'm welcome. I'm there most of the time anyway, answering to strikes and industrial action. But I will do it, because we can't allow the festering, horrible attitude and behaviour of the BNP being justified as a proper political party, some of it by my members, some of it by members who serve in your unions, people who live next door to you, people who sit at the side of you on buses, trains, etc. And yes, some of them drive them buses and trains. And we need to dig them out and change their minds or completely ostracise them and get them out of the way. But we will chase them down in my union and we'll continue to do so. I wish you all the very best as I come to the end of my term as General Secretary of the POA, a career in the union that goes back 30 years. I'm proud to do what I've done and to move my union to the left, and I'll continue to seek to do that. I think Tony Benn said he was retiring to concentrate on politics. I'm retiring to concentrate on socialism. Thank you, comrades.